I'm mad. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
He assaulted the customer, grabbed the cash, and ran out.
So, how?
Say when, height-wise.
I'm going to start up here. Just tell me when.
I'll start in the bottom. And
whatever 5'10 is, he was 5'10.
Ethnically, I mean, did what, I mean, was he like us or?
A woman? No. Female?
No,
I would say.
Was he African?
No. He was American, and he was like you. He looked just like you.
He's Jewish.
Just like you.
Okay, Jew. Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting from In of Doors, the Don and Mike Show.
Awesome!
Well, you might notice we've not played this tape today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
That is by our choice. We've had no problem with the technical stuff here today.
None whatsoever. It just happened to be a few calls early on in the broadcast that made us determine we need to just cease and desist.
Flock of dumbasses.
A real gaggle, a real mob of dumbasses.
Now, I know that we are not going to take calls for the rest of the show, but we will open the lines simply so you can call now and let it just ring.
Mm-hmm. See, well, this is audience participation, this game, though, isn't it?
We don't really need the audience to participate, though. We can just play among ourselves.
Yes, we can, and sure. I think we can do so easily.
On whose iPod is it anyway?
Mm-hmm.
But the lines are now open. But we're not answering. The game is whose iPod is it anyway?
That's who!
We have five iPods. Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, Joe.
And today, on today's iPods, there will be a special monitoring, just like the eye in the sky in a casino hotel, to make sure that Rob doesn't play his the most.
Even though it is the best.
Yeah, even though his is the best.
Last time, if you remember when we played this game, Mr. Spiewak overdid his.
By a 6-1 margin. You sure? I paid 120 of my songs.
And we told everybody, now don't go home. Last night when we said bring your iPod in, we said don't go home and load up cool music so that when we come on today, everything is like from the boneyard.
All right, by a show of hands, has anybody downloaded within 24 hours?
Not I.
I have not.
Not I.
All right, well then, Robbie, without further ado, plug in the first iPod. Let's listen and see whose iPod is anyway. We really all brought in our iPods.
Yeah. Now, what Rob does is he takes all the iPods, he shuffles the songs on each one, and then he shuffles the iPods, and we see where we end up.
We just guess who's who.
Plugs them in.
So, it's also from the last album. Tells the story of how we recorded it and what went wrong when we did it. Happened in Switzerland.
See, here's the thing. Joe's iPod is in here now as well. This sounds like it could be Elvis. No?
What?
No. Oh. I'm going to guess Joe Ardinger, Mike.
I'm going to guess Joe Ardinger.
It's got to be Joe.
Does Joe get to guess?
Well, you can tell us if he does.
Well, he should.
Oh, he should. Okay. Oh. Joe?
Yeah.
Whose iPod was that?
I withdraw the remark, Don.
I think it's Rob's.
Okay, Robbie, whose iPod is it?
The correct answer is Mike O'Mara.
Thank you. How do you like the way I played that? Okay. It's like playing poker, isn't it?
A bluff.
See the looks I was giving you? Like I was really confused by it at the beginning?
Crazy, Mike.
That was really goofy crazy, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and the rule is, and that's a new way to play the game, we can't recuse ourselves if it's our own iPod. We have to play along, and that's where the poker comes in.
What am I going to do when the Carpenter song comes up?
We'll know it's you instantly. You've edited those, haven't you?
No, I've not.
You didn't go home and...
I did not.
All right.
All that same crap is in there.
Very good.
Yeah, do it.
Here it is. The next song, right here.
Hold on.
Button has to be pushed in, I guess.
You need to help me with the setting. This might be mine. I don't know.
Okay.
Hold on. What are you doing? You said if I plugged in the thing.
Right.
Plug in the thing.
I hear whistling and clicking.
I hear a lot of clicking there. We seem to be adjusting it. The aforementioned lack of technical snafus have come back to bite us in the ass.
Phones work great, though.
Yeah, they do. And everybody is calling. Everybody is calling.
Of course they are.
Is there a way to defeat the internal speaker?
No, you know what you do, though. Hold on.
Well, that's yours, isn't it?
Maybe.
Mine apparently is not syncing up to whatever plug it is that Rob
has. Are you using your iPhone?
Yeah.
See, if you'd just gone with a simple iPod.
Mm-hmm. My simple iPod?
I'm kidding.
B-R-O-K-E-N.
Oh. How did it break?
It slipped.
Do you need another adapter for yours?
I do not.
You need another adapter.
All right, well, then we can't. Mine won't work. So
Well where's play the fun
mine.
In that?
Yeah. We'll play without mine. All right. We'll just play with your guys. Mine has such cool songs on it. But
I know.
Oh, well, alas.
Well, that's unfortunate.
That is.
Well, whose iPod is it anyway, then?
Mm-hmm.
Play it, Rob.
All right, hold on.
All right, here we go.
Play someone else's.
Well, it's no fun at all without yours.
Yeah.
Oh, that sticks and come sail away. I'm going to guess that's Joe.
I'm going to say it's Buzz.
Hold on. I think it's Mike.
I'm sailing.
Joe. My final answer is Joe.
And what about Joe's guess?
Joe?
I think it's Mike's.
And I'll say it's Rob's.
The answer is Buzz.
Buzz! I had it right. I got it right. There's no way of making that work.
It must be a setting, a switch, a drop-down menu, or something.
No. It's not a problem with the iPod itself.
It's the adapter, right?
It's where you plug in the headphones.
Doesn't have a regular headphone jack?
I believe it does.
Well,
I
mean, that should do it.
Huh? There's got to be a way to turn off the external speaker and make it go to that.
Feed that headphone jack instead.
Yeah. See, there's
that's the ringer.
That's the ringer, and that's the sound. See, now I go to plug it in again.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Plug and play, boy. There, I heard the plug.
Uh-huh. I still hear the external speaker.
Well, wait a minute. What if you were listening regularly on headphones?
But he doesn't.
You have the capability to do that, right?
Hold on. What, Joe?
It has Windows operating, right? You should be able to open up the audio settings, and there's probably a fader for your headphone piece that you need to pop up.
No. The problem is, as Rob is trying to put the adapter in the top of the iPhone where you plug in your head plugs, that's not jiving up.
Well, what it is, it's not coming through. It's not playing through. What I'm saying is it wouldn't play on your headphones then either, right?
That's,
if you had, have you hooked headphones up to your iPhone yet?
This morning.
Really?
It worked.
I used that very absolute iPhone iTunes thing this morning.
Well, that's just a regular headphone jack that you're using, right, Rob?
Yeah, it looks like it's normal.
So it should work aces. Well, do we have an engineer on the campus?
Oh, please.
Well, sometimes they sneak in and they're upstairs. I don't know. Jeez.
Not so much anymore.
I tell you what, just for snicks, when mine comes up, you can just announce the title.
Oh, then everyone will know it's yours.
Well, that's all right, but then I can still at least I can still
this
play.
Come
on, at least I can still play.
I want you to still play. It's not fun if you're not playing. I just don't understand how a headphone jack wouldn't work.
Does anybody out there have the iPhone?
Someone ought to be able to help us with
this. Do you have a similar problem? Are you not allowed to just plug any old...
So normally when you just plug your regular old headphones in, it works.
No, here's and I did hit Rob to this today before the show. Mm-hmm. I said, you should know that like regular earbuds, they don't fit into the hole in the iPhone. But then I went downstairs, and when I jammed regular earbuds in that didn't come with the iPhone, it worked fine.
Huh.
Do you use those headphones that I got you?
Not with the iPhone.
Oh, okay.
With my that's why my my other iPod is broken, because I was running on the treadmill like a maniac with my eyes closed. And did one of those fall down
things.
Oh,
off to the side. Yeah, you got to keep your eyes open even if you're on a treadmill.
What are you doing back there?
Still trying to find the menu. How do you get out of the thing and get to the menu?
Oh, yeah, just forget it. Just forget it.
I have earphones.
Do you have, like, regular earphones?
I have some earbuds we could try out.
Bring those in, Buzz.
All right.
We can make it happen.
We can make it,
happen.
Yeah. It worked fine in rehearsal.
We can make it happen.
Okay, there you go. Plug those in.
Badly tangled, of course.
Well, what are we going to do with these?
We're just going to
see if they work.
Yeah.
I still hear the speaker.
See, this is the plug for a regular set of buds.
Right. And that's the plug that we use for the... But it's the same plug as over here.
Yeah.
Give it a shot.
Compare these two. They're the same. That's what I thought.
this is new technology at its finest.
Just the same. Yeah, exactly the same. There's no reason.
Yeah. I don't know. Just another reason to hate the iPhone, I guess. Right, Buzz?
That's right.
All right, well, Rob, when it's my turn,
right?
Just announce it.
Okay.
Ha. Thought we were going to go to the phones, didn't you?
Fake out.
Even the people that are calling to say that we're going to need an adapter.
Is that what it is? Is that what everybody's calling about right now?
No, Mike, I don't know. None of these are screened. I just see all of them reading. I do know that there is an adapter that someone mentioned to me at some point that I might need.
That's probably what we need in here. We need an adapter, even though it feels like the plug works, right, Rob?
Yeah, it fits in there just fine. And I think it would have to be standard.
What I would think is that it would immediately mute the speaker.
Normally, that would be the way it would go.
That's too bad. Our listeners would really be a big help in this, probably.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I bet somewhere out there they know a lot about what's happening. Look at all the lines are ringing.
Yeah, I'm sure they have valuable advice. Rob?
It's too bad they weren't around when the drunk caddy was about? Calling.
Rob is, like, lost in this. Rob is absolutely lost
He's
in this.
No tag.
We are doing a show.
Seriously, stop it.
All right. Just take it.
Give it to me. Thank
take
you.
It, take it away.
What are you doing? iPod, sound check, audiobook speed. There you go. Wait, when mine comes up, just announce it.
I will. Okay. In a proud
voice. All right, let's play. Uh-huh. Let's play. Whose iPod is it anyway?
All right, I'm ready.
Roll it again now. Here we
ready?
Go. Somebody's iPod, not mine.
I will not announce this title. I will play it.
All right.
So you're telling me it's not mine.
I know who that is.
Yeah.
Joe.
Stones. It's Joe.
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 Joe?
I'm going to say it's mine.
Joe Artinger's.
Put another iPod in there, Robbie.
Yeah,
put another iPod in the jukebox, baby.
His iPod is in anyway.
Here we go.
My friends from high school. Married their high school boyfriend.
Mike. Mike the faggot.
Hey, shut up, you.
I'm right.
Same zip code.
Faggot, right?
I say it's me.
I say it's Mike.
Joe, do you want to guess?
I say it's Buzz.
Dixie Chicks is Mike O'Mara.
Dixie
Mike.
Chicks. God love them.
Mike.
Love me the Dixie Chicks.
All right,
I wasn't part of them country station that was burning them albums when they said the bad things about W.
Come on. Yeah.
Duh.
Right down the line by Jerry Rafferty. I'm going to say Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, we haven't had Rob's yet. I'm going to say Rob, too. No, I'm going to change mine. I'm going to say Buzz. Buzz?
Joe.
Buzz says Joe.
I'm going to say it's Buzz.
Robbie?
The answer is Buzz.
Buzz, I got it right. I'm 2-for-2 with yours.
You're very good.
2-for-2.
You know me so well.
Very, very cool. Yo, yo. Back in my hand.
Another iPod. Here we go.
Right, here we are.
Here we go.
I've been a searching on
Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
It's
Rob Spiewak. Stop
Rob. Joe, you want to guess?
Rob.
Yes. Unanimous Rob. Is it you, Rob?
It is. Candy Girl by the Four Seasons.
Candy Girl by the Four Seasons. What's next, Robbie?
It does after a while, probably. Okay, you can announce your song now.
I Can't Get Next to You by Al Green.
That's Don's.
That's right.
No need for anyone else to guess. I think we should work on this during the commercial break.
You know, why doesn't somebody just go across the street, like the Best Buy or whatever, and pick up an adapter?
I think that's a wonderful idea.
If, in fact, that's all we need, you know who would probably know would be our trusted listeners.
Yeah, we might really have to bite the bullet.
Oh, no.
Well, you're a man of principle.
No, Mike. Come on.
What if I picked it up off the air?
No, just think back. Think back to those calls we took between 3 and about 4:15 today.
Yeah.
You pick up, you'll get the caddy.
Yeah, you've used headphones with that iPod.
Here's the thing. With the iPhone, I have noticed that the headphones that came with have a slightly different business end than the business end on a standard pair.
So an adapter, the question is, do they make a headphone adapter for the iPhone?
Right.
That is the simple question.
A good question.
And you know what? There's no reason why Joe can't answer the phones.
I'm sure that we don't need we don't need our listeners. We can Google it ourselves.
Google it ourselves and we'll find out.
Joe, get on that interweb.
Google it thyself.
Or simply even easier than that, really, old style communication, make a phone call up to the Best Buy here in Rockville. Mm-hmm.
Or we could just play the game with song titles.
That's not going to work. And half the fun for this game, for me personally,
trust me,
busting you out for some of the songs on your iPhone.
Trust me, I am kidding. I don't want to announce the titles.
No.
It's very close. There's a Radio Shack right up the road, too.
All right. Well, hey, Joe?
In fact, Radio Shack would be the better place to call. Do you not agree?
I'm looking it up. I'll find it, and I'll go get it.
All right. Good man. Thank you very much, Joe. We got a break. Oh, lots of calls coming in. Lots of people that could help us. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Fooled you. Didn't answer. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.